Easy, kid, you. NHWRO, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I'm EHDM on Clemens, or Clinton Township.
I couldn't tell that. Coming in very good.
Question is there an in-person meeting tomorrow, or is it another Teams?
In-person at the Warren Library.
Okay, what time?
4:45, but we got the room at 4:30, so technically starts at 4:45, but 4:30. And if you didn't get the information, I can ship it to your phone or email, whichever you'd like.
Yeah, text it to me. I haven't had a chance to look at my RFC email yet. I thought I got it. Hopefully that John can set it up for me on my phone so it pops up.
Yeah, next time you see John, he takes about less than 5 minutes, and you can do that. He did it to mine, and it's worked great ever since. So I'll text that to you.
Appreciate it. Well, he's supposed to be at the meeting tomorrow, isn't he? He said Warren Library. Where's that? Is that on Mount or on Van Dyke?
It's the Mark Twain room at the Civic Center. You probably know where that's at. I'll give you the address, though, in the text. Yeah, and that's just east of Van Dyke, north of 12 Mile, just south of Common Road, One City Square, just south of Common, east of Van Dyke, NHWRO.
Yeah, it's where the old skating rink used to be in the police department, so... All right, I remember where it's at.
Only issue with this site is drinks are fine, but no food. So I'll have to eat before or after, just to know that. No pizza this time.
Yeah, that's fine. I usually eat when I get home anyways. I'll snack beforehand. Maybe I'll sneak in an orange or something.
That's what I was thinking, is like maybe a power bar if I need it. I usually have one in the kit anyway, so. But, yeah, no big deal. And then after this, we're going to look for a centralized location. But, we did one up north at Wally's place, and now this one's down south. It's pretty close to Mike's QTH, and I'm sure it's probably closer for John as well.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. It's only our second meeting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, the key takeaway on this is it's free because of the 501c3. All we need is that letter. And the guy said, yeah, no problem. And so if that's the case, we'll find something up in, Hall Road area, someplace that's halfway in between, another library maybe, meeting room, and we make that our regular one for board meetings and, I guess, leadership as well. It sounds good to have it centrally located. Instead of having a north location, south location, just one location through the year. Nothing to do with the training. This is just leadership and board.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll figure something out tomorrow when we're at the meeting. I'll scope around too, see what's out there.
Sounds good. And in other news, not to put too much pressure on you because I know you've got other more important issues going on, but Wally's going to be getting his level 1, so that's pretty cool. Wonder if he's out there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that next weekend, get that done. I started it and got, I think, a quarter of the way through it, so I just got to finish up the rest.
Yay, copy that. I forget if it's Mike or Dave said one of the guys did have some trouble with that 200, but you'll get it. It's a little bit more than the 100, and I think that's it for you. So that'd be great if you had it by the 15th. There'll be another one for Dave.
Yeah, I'll work on it on Saturday. I don't think I'm doing anything constructive. I'll work on it a little bit at a time. I got my Fusional program, too. I got 90 channels in it now.
So that's interesting. We'll have to hash that out, and then down the line, maybe I'll upgrade my Yaesu. We'll have that mode as well. Dave mentioned something about on the GM repeater, if you heard me talking about it, is twice a month, there's an ARPS D2 net going to be started up on the GM repeater. So I'm trying to put that in my Yaesu right now because I never programmed the GMAC repeater from Detroit. They have both UHF and VHF, so I'm going to get that in today and see if I can make that range from here.
And you're talking about the GM repeater on VHF because I got the UHF one.
I'll ship you that website in the same text because I just went to their website. If I read it right, I'm wondering if they're linked, but I'm not sure. So if they're linked, that'd be cool because you can just pick whichever one's the better signal for us, which I'm guessing VHF, but apparently I forget which Wednesdays it is. I think it's 7 o'clock, 2nd and 4th Wednesdays maybe. I'll check that. They're having a D2 ARPSnet, just all things, ARPSC related for the D2 section. So that'd be interesting. I'm not sure who's hosting it. I think it might be Oakland County.
Yeah, that'd be great. Send that through to me, too, so I can get a look at it. All right, sir. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. And I'll be in a boot today. So let me hear your final KJF.
Copy that. Have a good one. NAWRO, clear QS.
WABPD.
Hey, good morning, Brian. NAWRO.
Good morning, Tim. Well, I made a little bit of ground on the roaming on this DM32UV. I don't have a frequency programmed in, and I am roaming to the Detroit tower right now.
Hey, good audio quality. Let me get over to that last heard dashboard, and I'll see what the numbers are, but it sounds good.
Because I'm at work, I had to put my little magnet-mount external antenna on this thing. But, everything seems to be working fine. Going to play around with it now and see if it'll pick up the different time slots and all that good stuff to see if it's to the roaming capabilities of my Motorola's, which worked almost flawlessly on the way up north last time.
So a 0% loss, two of those transmissions, a little like 1%, 1.3 on the middle one, but a little high on the RSSI, 114.2. But, at the end of the day, perfectly readable, so I think that's good for what it is, right?
Yeah, as long as I'm not pixelating and everything is readable, that's what we're shooting for. But like I said, I'm inside the plant. I am actually at work today. And hitting Mount Clemens right this minute, but that's usually what I end up hitting with the Motorola's. But it could just be my location. I got too much metal between me and the outside world.
Copy that. Yeah, with those parameters, then you're doing quite well for that. Little pixelation on that last, but under the circumstances, inside the building to Detroit, I mean, that's pretty good. You really couldn't ask better for that. And it's, again, the price point for that, and heck, I even looked at the Amazon page this morning. It even went down a few bucks. So we're getting closer to $50 on that thing now. So a good entry level, that's for sure.
Well, I'll keep plugging away at this roaming setup, and we'll get it ironed out, and I'll pass it around.
Yeah, please do, because that's something I never did on that one. I have them programmed in, but I just manually switched. That's before I had something in the car, and all I had was the HT. And when I went out towards, I had Detroit, Grass Lake, and Novi, and I just manually switch, but that's a pain. If there's something different, well, let us know.
Like I said, I'm kind of using the Motorola as a guide, and you got to program in all of the frequencies. You got 16 frequencies to the zone, the roaming zone, as the max that you can do, which is kind of perfect right now. You can set it up as east and west and north, because there's 16 east frequencies. And I got them all programmed in here. I should be able to hit any tower that's up, you know, when I get into the region. That's the way the Motorola worked, and I'm hoping that's the way this one works. But I'll have to drive around next weekend and see just how well it's working. If I get Novi, if I can get Flint.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know this because you're advanced on this, but I did that one sheet where I appeared. It's actually on Central Michigan's website. You can search by frequency, and that pairs all the frequencies that are reused together. It's the old deal, like, for example, Cass City, Hackleburg, and Lansing are all 442.0875. What's the big one? Detroit, I think, is... Anyways, you get the idea. It's like Byron Center, Mackinac, Levering, and Pinconning, all 444.625, stuff like that. So now, the one that gets me is Detroit, of course, is 444.0s, but they also reuse that up at the Sioux. So.
Yep, I've got that written out so that I have it separated by east and north. And like I said, I've got them all programmed in. And when I went up to my trailer Thanksgiving time, I was talking to Dean and Brian. And it automatically switched over as we got away from one and into another. There might have been a little bit of a dead zone that I never noticed because I wasn't staring at the radio display. But I don't have, like, in the zone, I don't have any frequencies programmed. So it uses all the frequencies out of the roam zone. That's how I made sure I knew it was working properly. And that's what I'm doing with this radio now. I probably will have an answer in a month, whether it's working or not, and if this is the way it should be done. But like I said, it should be working now.
Copy that. Judging by the way it sounds, I agree. I see what you're talking about, the east, west, north. Hey, they got another one, too, now. It's called the UP Zone. Sault Ste. Marie's the only one in it, so for now, I guess. All right. Hey, sounds good, Brian. You have a good shift. We'll talk later. I will be listening all day long. So November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, Kim. We'll talk to you later. I'll be listening on multiple frequencies as long as they don't have me working too hard. W-A-E-P-D.
W-A-P-D, KS-8-B-L-X, quick question. W-A-P-D, KS-8-B-L-X.
W-A-O-R, statewide one. K-D-8-B-I-Y, K-D-8-D-I-Y from W-A-O-R, statewide one. This is W-A-O-R for radio check on statewide one.
You're going in loud and clear, Katie Wayne.
All right. Kate Wayne, you, what part of the state are you in? I'm over here in Muskegon.
I'm just north of Mount Clemens.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure it was going through the network. Appreciate it. We had a UPS failure over here, so I was just testing out. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day, WAR.
Not a problem, not a problem at all. 73's, yeah. Kate Wayne, you monitoring.
This is WAPIJ in Waterford, Michigan.
NAPCT monitoring statewide one. NAPCT listening statewide one.